Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. Nutrition, sun exposure, stress. She gets to the heart of how to make everybody glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live, all the way live, hour number three of a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're in the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after our show, the podcast goes up. So if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure also to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. We've got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss in about 30 minutes. Keep it locked for that.
Alex knows I'm trying, Chris, to watch the weight, get ready for the NABJ convention in Chicago this July. So I just sent him a picture of my little snack, Alex.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Rob Tell Marker's Chris, double fisting over there right now.
You didn't know he was going to say that. What is Rob eating?
Glizzies.
Two hot dogs, Chris. No bun with ketchup.
That's Chris. How you're watching your weight?
I'd say it's better than meat, cheese, and mayo.
I usually have that, but I want to show...
Better than meat? What do you think the hot dog is?
Definitely not meat.
No. It's all the leftovers.
Ain't no telling what's up in that.
Chris,
place.
It's all the leftovers, including rat hair. I get
right.
it. I get it.
It's
and
the
you
leftovers,
know what?
Leftovers.
They're leftovers from the cow that they just put together.
Oh, no.
I got to be honest. I don't know when the last time I had a hot dog.
Are you serious, Chris?
I'm dead serious.
Can I tell you this? I owned a hot dog restaurant in Detroit called All Star Dogs. We sold the soubrette hot dogs they sell on the street in New York, Chris, with the red onion sauce. You've had those, right?
Yeah. Nothing to write home about.
Oh, are you kidding? Delicious. Oh, my God. Alex, I need baby oil.
How's your hot dog stand doing? Does it still exist?
No. I sold it.
I stand corrected.
No, I sold it.
I don't know what.
Hey,
I mean.
CB, if you never want to eat a hot dog again, point, just go watch the video of Snoop Dogg watching hot dogs get made.
I've never watched it because everybody tells me, so I already know. Chris.
So bad.
I don't want to see it.
I used to eat hot dogs when I was 10, and my mom made them for us. They wouldn't give us nothing else.
Right.
That's when I drank a lot of Kool-Aid, too.
Kool-Aid and hot
dogs,
right.
But now, I don't think I'm doing that.
And, Chris, the bad thing is when you were a kid, the cheaper hot dogs were not the beef ones. They were the meat, which was like chicken and pork put together. It was gross.
Yeah,
well,
they said they were pork, though, right?
Yeah, pork.
I remember they used to say pork hot dogs.
Pork hot dog, they had chicken hot dogs. Gross. Absolutely gross.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, am I off? Pork is the best tasting meat. I mean, I get it. It might not be the best for you. I like steaks too. I love steak. Like a good steak. But
yeah.
Pork, man, is hard to beat.
Pork, bacon, how, Chris? How?
Bacon?
Okay.
Pork chops.
Okay.
I mean, pork is just, Rob G, I know Alex, you don't like anything but
pork. I will never touch pork.
And grass.
That's right. Alex said pork kills,
Rob,
so he won't touch it.
Pork is hard to beat. Man.
I love beef, though. I'll take beef any day.
Beef,
beef
good.
Or lamb,
like
better
ribs?
Than pork.
What rib? You like beef ribs better than pork ribs?
I eat pork ribs.
Yeah, pork ribs. That's what
do
I'm saying.
Do
ribs,
we eat pig
bacon?
Feet?
No, I don't like pig's feet.
Okay.
That's just all fat.
Yeah, it's good once a year. We used to eat it on New Year's Day.
You eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's what black folks used to eat.
My mom was from the South, Chris. She's from Alabama. And so a traditional New Year's meal is pig's feet and potato salad.
Feel sick.
And potato salad.
You eat chitlins?
Never ate chitlins.
Never ate? Your mom didn't make chitlins?
She made them. I didn't eat them.
My mom made chitlins.
The smell was so
gross. My
wife
likes chitlins. Man, first of all, chitlins, you have to clean for like 2 days. I mean, really, my mom would clean those
they're
things.
Pig intestines,
they're hog
Chris.
Guts.
Yes.
Well, that's what they gave the enslaved Africans to eat. And we made soul food out of it. But, yeah, chitlins. Pig's feet, Rob, I remember somebody giving me that when I was a kid. That's
slimy.
Straight up fat.
Fat.
It was just like fat. Like that. It
so good.
No meat. You still eat pig's feet?
No. Not since my mom passed. I really haven't had it again.
Chitlins, right. I don't like chitlins.
Rob G,
like
real quick, where are you, beef or pork?
Well, unlike the glizzy gobbler, Rob Parker. No, I think you're both right. I think it just depends
pork is
on,
hard to
it
beat,
depends
man.
On what kind of food you're making. Like, of all the things you could make out of beef and pork, steak is the best one, like, period.
I agree.
But to Chris's point,
steak.
Yeah. Pork is more versatile. You can do more things with pork that's going to...
Pork ribs?
Pork
you
ribs.
You can't beat pork
bacon,
ribs.
Pork
I agree.
Loin.
Beef
bacon
ribs, I'm not interested in, Chris. I'm not interested in beef ribs.
Right.
I'm not.
And you like bacon. I've seen you eating bacon on
bacon
your diet.
Bacon and sausage. You love pork
that's
sausage.
That's why I wonder what kind of... Yeah, pork sausage. Yeah, pork is way more versatile.
Yes.
That's why I wonder about your diet, man. Yeah. You on your diet eating bacon...
I can eat that stuff. That's
eggs,
okay.
Eggs... Mayonnaise,
hot
ribs,
dogs.
Like, yeah, hot dogs, no vegetables.
No sauce.
No vegetables. You on that Atkins. Is that that's
yeah,
the Atkins.
But
diet.
I eat vegetables, Chris. Tonight I'm going to have a steak, a salad, and spinach. That's my meal.
I've become very picky about steak. I kind of consider myself like a steak
snob. Does it have to be a filet or is it a ribeye with a bone?
Steak connoisseur. No, I like ribeye.
With a bone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to have the bone for the flavor.
I like flavor, right. But I mean, like, I'm not going to say any names, but certain places, I like the nice steakhouses, the real good steakhouses.
Oh, when you're spending like $200, $300 for you and the wife?
Nah. Well, everything included, yeah, not just steak. Anyway, all right, let's get into this. Rob G, can you get on the mic? Now, the players did the anonymous poll. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Give us a quick rundown of the GOAT thing they did with the GOATs, Rob G.
Sure. Well, the thing we highlighted yesterday was that Paul Pierce got a vote. Shout out to the truth.
We
one vote out of 133 for the greatest player of all time.
You know, Pierce sticking his chest out like, yeah, boy, I told y'all I used to get
I'm
busy.
Built different. No, but the big headline of this player vote, again, 133 votes of current NBA players, is that over the last 5 years, without really accomplishing a whole heck of a lot of anything, at least with team success-wise, LeBron James...
Why don't you be a little more transparent there?
LeBron James is rapidly closing the gap between himself and Michael Jordan in the eyes of NBA players. 2019... Jordan had 73% of the votes. LeBron was second at just under 12. 2023, MJ was at 58. LeBron was at 33%. And then this past year, Michael Jordan, 45.9%. LeBron at 42.1%. And in The Athletic, they featured anonymous quotes from players explaining their rationale. And the general theme...
Longevity.
Exactly. For current players was that, yeah, Mike had this dominant run. He had these championships. But LeBron James did it for 2 decades. And he was, if not the best, one of the best players the entire run.
Yeah, look, Rob, I've said for years that when young, and you probably heard me say it, when the millennials or Generation X, whatever, I don't know, what Z, whatever's after the millennials, when they're controlling the conversation, I think it's like LeBron's going to be called the GOAT. Just like right now, you and I, our generation controls the narrative and the conversation. Stephen A., Skip Bayless, you know, guys are roughly our age. And we say it's Jordan. We're the ones with the TV and the radio shows and all that. We say it's Jordan. The generation before us, Rob, and I'm talking about the players, Oscar Robertson, Kareem, they're not saying it's Jordan. They're not saying it's not him. They're not saying it's really anybody. They might say Wilt, but they're not saying Jordan. It's our generation. And so I do think The Last Dance, Rob, went a long way in kind of solidifying Jordan for a while. But I also think now LeBron's assault on the record book with the, you know, the 40,000 points, and he's in the top five in assists, and all these individual records he's, you know, getting, I think that is affecting, you know, the way some people look at this. And I'm firmly Jordan. You're firmly Jordan. But like I said, Rob, it doesn't surprise me. And I do think when the younger generation is controlling the discussion as we do now, I won't be surprised. I almost expect it to be that they're saying it's LeBron.
Yeah, I disagree. And I don't think that even in time, I get what you're saying with the numbers and what's happened of late, but people will look back and really take a look as you go forward. And it's just like I always say, Chris, and there's no GOAT conversation in baseball. It's a different conversation, right, because of the nature of the game, right? But no one discounts Babe Ruth, who hasn't played in 100 years. Like there's no discounting him and saying, well, he played bad. You know, I'm not counting Babe Ruth. He doesn't count. I don't believe people just automatically are going to do that, because Michael will have such a legacy. If LeBron doesn't win again and plays four or five more years, and then people look and go, dude, the guy played 23 years. He only won four times. He didn't win a champ. You know, like you'll start to, when you really add up all the things, sure, he should have all the records. He played 23 years. Why wouldn't he? He didn't go to college. Kareem went to college. Like, there'll be a narrative. Oh, he lost in the finals six times in the finals. Michael Jordan never lost. Oh, okay. When you start to do all that due diligence and really take a look at it, the same way people think George Washington is still one of the greatest presidents, if not the greatest, nobody talks about George W. Bush, and I'm not picking any political side, Chris, I'm just saying, or some president of recent day, that because of what had to happen and what had to happen in the country to form the country and all kinds of other stuff in the beginning. All I'm saying is I don't believe that just what happens last is always going to be the best, because you talk to people all the time, even younger people, it's just not that easy. I don't believe that.
Look, that's a good argument, and you may be right. I think the thing that 'll help Jordan is, he's obviously a living legend. But, Rob, he's darn near mythical. I think he actually is mythical. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of people's views of him, the shoes. Rob, there are people that weren't even born when he played.
And they love the Jordan. I know.
Yes,
it's crazy.
People that don't even like basketball. My daughters wear Jordans. They don't watch basketball. They wear Jordans. You know, they asked me to get them Jordans for Christmas.
You couldn't even believe it, could you? When they ask, right? Like,
I mean, you know, I mean, I would, you know, I wasn't surprised. Just
Chris, you should have told me. I could have saved you some money on a couple of
some Jordans. <That's true. laughs> but you know, that's a good point, Rob. He is similar to Babe Ruth in that it's just he's mythical, and that won't go away.
And the same people who love LeBron, they're wearing Jordans, Chris. Mm-hmm. And they'll be wearing, you know what I mean? Like, that's the other part that's strange to me. You'll be in a barbershop, and guys will swear up and down about LeBron, but they got Jordans on.
But I think a lot of it is that Jordan, I mean, you know, Dr. J's, we used to call the Converse Docs, right? But they were really just the Converse that everybody was wearing. He was just the most famous player wearing.
Right.
So Jordan was kind of not technically the first, you know, with his signature shoe. And then his were so unique, Rob. He was, you know, his shoes looked different than anybody else's shoes, like, at that time. And so that helped him. Now, you know, everybody, I mean, tons of players got signature shoes, and they don't sell like the Jordans. They don't become nearly as popular. LeBron's aren't necessarily that popular. I mean, they're fine.
No.
I think they're second. I don't know. Rob G, I don't know. Do you know? Like, I think LeBron's has the most popular ones of the players today, but no, nobody comes close to Jordan. Yeah, it'll be interesting, but I don't know. We'll see what these, you know, these next group of writers and reporters, Rob, are saying, but I wouldn't be surprised if when they control the narrative, they got LeBron. 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts? Do you think that LeBron will be regarded as the GOAT by the next generation? He's not right now. It seems firmly Jordan. But when the younger kids are talking about it, will it be LeBron? And Rob, we got to be honest. Wembanyama might make all this moot. I mean, if it's going to come down to how much he wins and how much of a dog he is. But that dude is something like unlike we've ever seen.
Or how much he loses. You know, he did lose 18 in a row, so we just kind of
I mean, you ain't watching the games. You're just looking at the, you know, numbers.
Yeah, I'm looking at the 18 straight losses. You're right.
Yeah, no, I get it. But I'm serious.
Michael never lost 18 in a row, not even in Pee Wee basketball. LeBron never lost 18 in a row.
But we ain't never seen a 7'5" dude do what he did.
Everyone knows it's Wimby.
You even know. See, you even know. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. LeBron, future GOAT, your thoughts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, all you need is one connection to open your world to endless job opportunities. And that connection, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. We here at the Odd Couple want to thank Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's NFL Draft coverage. Be sure not to miss NFL Draft Night live right here on Fox Sports Radio. It's Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the NFL Draft. You'll have the insider Jay Glazer, former Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. They will all have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, right here live on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app. It's all presented by Express Pros. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is LeBron soon to be widely recognized as the GOAT? Your thoughts.
All right, Frank in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. So, I think LeBron is the soon-to-be GOAT. Just how long he's been doing it is just crazy. But I also agree with the fact that Jordan is like a mythical character as well, because how long the brand's been going and still going strong, and looks like it's going to continue to do so. I work in retail, so I see it every day. Kids come in, literally can't count. But they could tell me 1 to 11, every Jordan.
Basically. There you go. Ain't right. That crazy? That's crazy, Chris. That's
so
crazy.
So do you have as the GOAT?
So I'm 35.
Right.
I've seen Jordan. I've seen a little bit of Jordan. But I've seen more LeBron. And I've seen the whole career in full. So I have to say LeBron for me.
Okay.
Personally.
All right. Okay.
All right. Yeah, that is kind of what we're talking about. But I do think, Rob, when you just look at the careers, I mean, again, it's peak versus longevity.
Right.
And I think we generally have always said peak. And Jordan.
It is.
Peak,
how dominant somebody was.
Right. Yeah, LeBron did not dominate the NBA like Jordan.
No. And even when LeBron really in his heyday, Chris, everybody got championships during that time.
Right.
It's not that Steph in his own era and the LeBron era has four championships too.
Yeah, same as LeBron.
The same.
Rob G, where are you at? I mean, you're a millennial, right? Technically.
Or you Generation X?
Technically, I'm millennial, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so where are you at? Who do you have as the GOAT?
I think it's Michael Jordan. Okay. I don't think it's particularly close either. But
do you have LeBron second?
Yes. Okay. But I agree with you, Chris, that I think as the discourse, the people predominantly in the forward-facing media that are having these conversations as they start to age out, you know, and Nick Wright is the elder statesman.
It's going to be LeBron 20 years James. Younger than yes. me. He's going to be talking.
And my comparison goes back to, again, it's anecdotal, but my dad always said that to him, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the best player he's ever seen.
Right.
And before that, it was Elgin Baylor.
But it's different. Your dad said the best player I've ever seen, not to go.
But
there's a dialogue, a conversation.
I mean, Rob, I'm reading the Athletic column and the quotes come out of these players. That's exactly the way the players are talking. It's not like, because to them, there's nine GOATs. There's not just one, right? So to them, it's this is my GOAT. This is the GOAT. And it's the phrasing doesn't seem to matter as much to them as it does maybe to your generation.
Yeah. All right. Can we squeeze in two
more?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Jay in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jay?
How's it going, fellas?
Good,
I'm not going to ride the fence. Yeah, thanks. I'm not going to ride the fence on this thing. When it comes to LeBron, you know, he's getting a lot of pub now because of recency bias. He's the one that's on the stage right now. So, of course, he's going to get a lot of bias when it comes to that. Of course, you know, he's going against a GOAT that's, it's been 30 years. And Mike is still knocking him off. So that's telling you right there, you know, the longevity that Mike has when it comes to staying power. You know, the other thing with LeBron is that, you know, he's going against the alpha complex. Mike was an alpha. He went to Chicago, stayed with Chicago, made it happen in Chicago. The young folks like to say to get it out the mud in Chicago. And when LeBron took his, you know, self to Miami, he went from alpha to beta because, you know, he went to Dwayne Wade's team. And then he went from beta to baby when Dirk came through and had him curl up. You know, in that finals in 2011. So as people see those things and time goes on, you're always going to have lazy people that are, you know, just going to just take whatever somebody else says. But when you do your research, you know, over time, just like you said before, Chris, when it comes to the GOAT debate, you nitpick. And when it comes to 6-0, when it comes to do three-peats, not once but twice.
Right.
When it comes to you going to Chicago that was getting sold out by Girl Scouts,
and built
that franchise up to what it was. It's unquestionable who the GOAT was.
That's
what
a great call.
You
great call. And Rob, it's like
good job, Jay. Good job.
I've always said if I go to the park, Rob, and I just be like, who wants to run? And I run the court for 3 hours. That's more impressive than if I go and watch and say, okay, those are the four best dudes outside of me. Let me go get them. And then we run the court for 3 hours. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the equivalent of when LeBron went to Miami.
Yep.
You know,
it's a big difference.
And again, I never killed LeBron and I'm fine with it. But when you nitpick, Jordan took whoever was there. And, you know.
And everybody says he didn't win until Scottie Pippen got there. Scottie Pippen never won a finals MVP, Chris. It wasn't exclusive to Jordan. If Pippen was that big, right?
Right. They
he could have won. If he would have won two finals MVP or something.
Bird
right.
didn't win them all. Nobody. Isaiah. I mean, now that I think about it, Shaq won 3 out of 4. Like, who else won them all other than LeBron? Now that I think about it, you got Jokic, he's got one, but, you know, so, we got Trolling and Rolling next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and I'll break it down for you real quick, just in case you haven't heard this before. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hit a roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, they'll go ahead and troll it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Now, the life and the game of Caleb Williams has been picked through and looked over 1,000,001 times since the last time that he played football. But he did engender a comparison that had the internet ablaze. Quote, the book on him is that he's just sort of a weird kid, a former NFL scout told reporter David Fleming. Quote, one GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback. Chris,
wow.
Trolling or rolling, a Prince comparison for Caleb Williams.
I mean, look, I don't know a ton about his, you know, I mean, I know he paints his fingernails and all that, but and what, he have a pink phone or something like that? Prince, that's eccentric. Is he like that eccentric? But yeah, I'm gonna troll it. I don't think he's
mad.
But we'll see. You know, it's gonna be interesting to see how his personality does mesh in an NFL locker room, or can he lead guys? So we'll see. But I think he's a very good prospect.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I think all that stuff is out of pocket, man. I really do. I just cannot. I don't know if it's just the amount of time or they feel like they can't control them or they don't hear what they want to hear or whatever. All these things about Prince?
Prince.
Like Prince, Chris? That's an extreme. That's an insult. That's an out-and-out character assassination of Caleb Williams and a Heisman Trophy winner and all the stuff he did at USC. You don't have to like him. Nobody, Chris, has to pick him like unanimous or say that he's the greatest quarterback who ever came out of college. But a Prince comparison, come on, man. I don't respect that. That's a cheap-ass shot at Caleb.
You're not a Prince fan, huh?
No, I like Prince as a musician. I'm sorry, not as a football quarterback. Prince is 4'5". Stop it.
I'm just saying, you say it like Prince, you know, did some heinous crimes. I was just like,
Chris, he's like 5'2".
He's not saying his height. All he was saying is the way he acts. I mean, that's an extreme, but. I didn't think it was as insulting as you. I just thought it was over the top.
I think it's insulting.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Martin. Go ahead.
It's all good. Speaking of quarterbacks, it was just a few short years ago that Daniel Jones was drafted with the 6th pick by the New York Giants. And just a year ago, they signed him to an extension. But the thing about the old days, those are the old days. Reports are now linking the Giants to another quarterback from the ACC, Drake May. Chris, trolling or rolling, New York spending its first-round pick on another quarterback.
Well, I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
You know, look, I've been down on it, too. I'm not going to be mad if they don't draft one. I'm not going to say it's the worst move. But when those that have scouted Drake May say, most say he needs a year to sit behind a quarterback. And Daniel Jones only has one more year guaranteed money. So if you think Jones is not your guy, then why not draft? Don't play May this year. Play Jones and let May sit, learn, maybe work on his mechanics, whatever he needs to work on, and maybe he's your guy. So, look, they need a lot. I don't think they're in a team that really will put a quarterback in a good position. But, you know, maybe a year from now that could change. So I'm not going to kill that.
What'd you just do? Troll it?
You roll with it? I roll with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna troll it.
Oh man! Hey!
If that's the case, then Daniel Jones, then you need to move the coach and the general manager out too. That even did that, and Greg Jennings too said he was a top 10 quarterback, and all these other people. Now, and Chris knows that we went at Greg Jennings over that. He was never a top 10 quarterback at any – I don't care what he did at any stretch. But my point is, shame on them.
He was top 10 in the ACC.
Shame on them. They need other positions. They can't – really, the Giants going to punt this season and not pick up any help to help that team because they're going to take a quarterback who's not going to play? Nah, I'm not with that.
I mean, Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback in the state of New York.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Troller on iCouple Fox.
And he plays in New Jersey, just for clarification.
Saturdays 5 to 8 Pacific for more witty banter like that.
Hey, man. Hey, I never missed that show.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, quick. NBA is an anonymous player poll. 13% of the 81 players voted that it was Minnesota Timberwolves Rudy Gobert as the most overrated player in the league. Chris, trolling or rolling, Gobert, the most overrated guy in the association.
I'm going to troll it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Off the top of my head, I'd have to look at the list. I don't know who it is. I don't think it's Gobert. I think he gets a bad rap. He is a good defensive player. Nobody's saying he's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But I think he is a good player. And he's showing it right now. And helping the T-Wolves, you know, maybe make a run in these playoffs.
Yeah, I'm trolling it, too.
Oh, man. Hey.
I don't know who that player is. I'll have to do some homework, Chris, right. But it ain't Rudy Gobert. I'm with you. Who's going to win the defensive?
The,
The rest of the poll was Jordan Poole got 8.6% of the vote, Trae Young 7.4%, Dylan Brooks 4.9%, and James Harden 4.9%.
Wow. Mm. I mean, so Trae, I don't know where Trae's even rated at this
point. Yeah, and Dylan Brooks, were we expecting a lot from Dylan Brooks?
Exactly.
I mean, that doesn't even sound right.
Yeah, I'd have to really look, but I think the players are a little off on this one. But.
Well, what a shocker. The players got it wrong in evaluating each other because they're personally involved and they can't separate themselves. I'm sorry.
Martin, quickly, you're a millennial. Who's the GOAT?
I'd go with Jordan.
So do you think when you're – I don't know if you heard our conversation earlier – I was saying
that when you have a big time radio show 20 years from now. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean when the millennials are controlling the narrative as me and Rob and our generation do now, I was saying I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron is kind of viewed as like, you know, universally kind of the GOAT.
And I'm saying no
right now.
And I'm saying no because Babe Ruth never went away and he hasn't played in 100 years.
Chris, not only will LeBron be viewed as the GOAT, the argument that we'll be having 20 years from now, if all things stay the same, is Victor Wembanyama.
Well, no, I agree.
Than LeBron.
I don't even know. I mean, honestly, at the start so far, I don't even know if it'll be a debate. But it's going to be how much you can win.
Yeah, when he doesn't win any championships, it'll be a debate.
No, if he don't win championships, he ain't going to be in it. But if he's a winner. And a dog, and he looks like he's a dog, but you never know till you get to that moment.
I thought he looks like a prince on the basketball court.
He's gonna make it. He's gonna make it a moot point. I agree with that, Martin. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Martin, thank you. 5 to 8, the Martin and VJ show. They bring fire. Check it out every Saturday.
All right, guys.
All right, man. Peace. We got a Clippers-Mavs preview, and Kawhi Leonard is in the house. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. It's called HISA. And HISA is implementing comprehensive reforms. And the sport itself is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help make sure that its athletes stay safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Rob, one of the most, or at least was billed as, and I think it could be still, the most competitive series in this these playoffs first round is the Clippers and the Mavericks in the 4-5 matchup. They will play game two tonight in Los Angeles. Clippers routed them in game one, surprisingly, without Kawhi Leonard. And now Kawhi Leonard will be back. How do you expect that to kind of play in the game two, Rob?
If you're the Clippers, I think you're in a great position. I mean, he's your main guy. If he's out there, that means he's healthy. There's no reason. We know that he won't rush back, Chris. We saw it in San Antonio, right? He won't rush back if he's not healthy. So you know you have an able body and somebody who can play. And maybe it's not as bad. And maybe this is the worm turning for the Clippers. And maybe, just maybe, that first game, you know, can spur them. Because I think you're right. The natural reaction, Chris, might be, well, we won game one. Let's just see what happens in game two and let Kawhi rest some more. No, they're not doing that. They think they have a chance to beat this team, and they want to be at full strength and give it a shot. They have another home game here, right? Why give up a home game and then go to Dallas for two? I love what they're doing if he's healthy.
I was going to say, I actually agree with this strategy. Like,
right? Yeah.
You don't have time to waste.
Chris, you give up this game and like throw in the towel because you won game one, and then you go to Dallas and lose two. It's 3-1. You know, right. The season's over.
We saw that was in Milwaukee last year. They lost game one, won game two without Giannis, and didn't play him for game three and lost that game. And then it was, I believe I'm exact on those things, and then lost, you know, didn't win another game. So you're right. Like, you seize the moment.
If he's healthy,
if he's healthy, put him in a 2-0 hole.
Right.
Right? You know, it's Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. You can't be fooling around.
Right. You can't play around.
Even with Kawhi, it's a
you
tough
can't
series.
Think you're going to have another 30-point lead without Kawhi in the first half.
Yep. At home.
Just that's a pipe dream, Chris. If you believe that, that's a pipe dream.
Nah, no doubt. So, I think this is the right move, and it'll be interesting. We'll see. And I also think part of it too, Rob, is probably like, look, we've sat Kawhi long stretches before. I'm not saying you're being reckless and careless with him, because you're right. He's not coming back if he's not ready.
He's not.
That's just how he is. And like it or not, that's how he is. But I also think, Rob, they're probably like, look, I mean, we've sat him for long stretches thinking we were being cautious, and it really didn't matter. Like, he still got hurt eventually. So you just got to play him. And if he gets hurt, he gets hurt. But
yep.
I think you just got to have the attitude of, you know, we're going with this guy. He's our best player. We're trying to win this series now. And they need to go up 2-0, Rob.
Can you imagine if they get to the finals
tonight,
or something?
You don't have the advantage anymore. You lost home court advantage.
100%. That's what you're trying to hold on to.
Right.
And if you win game two,
what?
Chris, Dallas got to beat you 4 out of 5 times. That's hard.
Tough. Yep. So you were saying, what'd you say about the finals?
No, I was just saying about them. If they could get to the finals or something, that would be incredible. Going into that new building. Like, I'm
no,
sure that's
no,
what they're trying.
That'd be huge. That'd be huge. I had them going to the conference final.
To the conference final, yep.
And they have the road. And Dallas has it, too. Whichever team wins this series, I think should win the next round, OKC or New Orleans. All right, we're out, but keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. They bring fire. They really
Without
do.
The racism.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.